I got the chance to speak with 10 Sitkins who plan on voting today. Some had already filled out absentee ballots and had I voted stickers to show for it. When asked whether they would vote yes or no to increase the minimum wage, everyone answered as if it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, we need a higher minimum wage.
I'm for that. I mean, there's people out there struggling, you know, waitresses and so forth.
Well, I signed the petition in order to get it on the ballot, so I'm a total supporter of that.
That was Lucas Rauner, Jimmy Handy, and Kelly Ferguson. Ferguson felt the high cost of living in Sitka, from grocery bills to rent, made it imperative for the state to raise the minimum wage. Mike Littman said it came down to keeping up with the federal government, whose minimum wage is lower at $7.25 an hour.
It hasn't kept up with inflation for decades, and from everything that I've read, raising the minimum wage doesn't have any harmful effects on business or employment. In fact, it helps.
This consensus broke down on the issue of marijuana. This is Jimmy Handy again, who was stringing up Christmas lights.
With Colorado and Washington leading the way and proving that, you know, it can be beneficial to the states, I think it's turned a lot of people. I mean, you look to the interviews on the radio with the former commissioner of, you know, corrections up here, and he's for it. And, you know, you have the former lead prosecutor for the state of Alaska, and she's for it.
That would be Lori Constantino, Alaska's former chief prosecutor, and Bill Park, the former deputy commissioner for the Department of Corrections. In one TV ad, Park said that leaning on law enforcement to prohibit marijuana use was like using a hammer to go after a mosquito. In other words, time and resources could be better spent on bigger problems. For another voter who wished to remain anonymous, marijuana is a big problem, and those states who have legalized it have only made things worse.
Look at Seattle, they're selling it there, and people are driving and hitting people, and they are high on that stuff, and no, maybe it does make money, you know, but it's not worth it. It isn't. You're high all the time and you're, I can't even stand the smell of it. It makes me sick, deathly sick.
Sick for some, but a relief for others. Kelly Ferguson works at the Pioneer Home and gets frustrated when elders who request marijuana are denied access.
It's been proven that the benefits of marijuana medically, whether it's for insomnia or for depression or for diabetes, neuropathy or for cancer, just a variety of reasons, is a very positive thing. So I support it. Yes, 100%.
Ferguson reasoned that Alaska should regulate marijuana just as it does tobacco and alcohol. A native of South Africa, she feels that criminalizing marijuana is a violation of individual freedom.
I came from a country that was very controlling, and it's very destructive to the soul and the spirit of an individual.
Lucas Rauner said he began smoking marijuana when he was 14. Though he stopped, he doesn't consider habitual marijuana use nearly as harmful as alcohol.
I've wrecked 3 cars drinking. I've, you know, gotten into fights with people. I've never gotten into a fight on herb. I've, you know, attacked my kitchen.
Rauner doesn't see the harm and cites Denver as an example of how marijuana can bring profit to a city through a distributorship or a dispensary. For Ellen Luders, who works at the Chocolate Moose, the possibility of a storefront advertising marijuana is a sad one.
Our high here is the mountains, the clean air, the fishing, the getting away. We don't need that. And it would be sad to have that as an option on our main, on Lincoln Street.
She felt that its chemistry as a mind-altering drug was reason enough to vote no.
It's made to slow down. It's made to dull the senses. That's what it is. And it's no different than alcohol. As someone who lost their son to a drunk driver and someone who didn't have a clue that he did what he did, I definitely don't think we need to legalize something that can truly alter the mind.
Oregon and the District of Columbia will also be voting on a ballot measure to legalize marijuana today. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.